Natural philosophers attempted to understand why the world of nature works the way it does. If you remember the medieval educational system, though, you'll note the close connection between any literate philosophy and the church. In the Dark Ages, all scientists were priests, and they saw nature as being only one half of God's book. The book of nature would not make sense without the book of God, the Bible, to correctly interpret it. Science as we know it in the Western world was begun in the classical Greek and Roman eras. Some of the ancient Greeks and Romans' ideas about science did live on throughout the Middle Ages. However, their ideas became molded into a Christian formula in order to fit in with Christianity and be approved by the church. Aristotle, 384 to 322 BCE, was the ancient scientist most successfully incorporated with the ideas of the church. This was so much the case that some natural philosophers called him Father Aristotle and declared that with him and Mother Church, you'd have all the parental knowledge that you needed. Aristotle's ideas about how the universe functions were adapted from an older Greek thinker, Pythagoras, who died in 495 BCE. Nonetheless, Aristotle's convincing reasoning caused the geocentric system to be called Aristotelian. Geocentric. G-E-O-C-E-N-T-R-I-C. The geocentric system was this. The Earth is the center of the universe, and all other objects, planets, moons, stars, and the sun, revolve around the Earth.